has the power to summon UFOs and has done that publicly. He's known as the Prophet Yahweh. He agreed earlier this week with reporters and a camera crew from KTNV, a local network in Nevada, or in Nevada, and at a location of their choice and time. What they witnessed and captured on the camera stunned the reporter and the crew. I had the privilege of seeing it, and to tell you the truth, it's quite stunning and quite effective. Welcome to the show tonight, Prophet. We're glad to have you, sir. My pleasure.
Thank you for allowing me to come on.
You know, Prophet, I got to tell you, the thing that I saw, ABC affiliate in Las Vegas broadcast the image of you summoning a UFO. Now, I saw that, so I want to move on to something more important.
Okay.
What happened? When did this all start? And what were you doing at the time of your life, and how long has it been going on?
Well, it started back in 1979 when I was in Seattle, Washington. We were studying, UFOs in the Bible. The Bible doesn't talk about, it doesn't use the word UFO or spaceship, but it describes. Heavenly chariots, the clouds of heaven, horses of fire and chariots of fire, the chariots of Yahweh, and I began to look at the descriptions of these things, and I said, wait a minute, man, this is saying that the angels descend down, get out, go get back in, go back up. And then I noticed as time went on how there seemed to be a formula whereby the prophets, especially in times of inspiration, could invoke or summon these fiery craft or glowing craft, and the angels would come down and talk to them and tell them what they needed to know. And I said, well, you know, how could, maybe it'll work for me, and I started doing it. And the first time I did it, a beautiful glowing orb, which the scriptures call the Star of Bethlehem, went from one side of the sky to the other side of the sky, and I kept it up, and I got the courage to call people out, my students, and it went almost 200 times or more before it even before I experienced what's called a no-show or a failed summons.
Now, what you're telling is what I saw.
Okay.
Now, let me go back.
Okay.
You were studying the Bible. What part of the Bible were you studying?
Well, the Old Testament.
Old Testament.
Parts of the Old Testament and the Book of Revelations mainly.
Okay. Now, you actually found a procedure that you use and that this heavenly orb, this, if you want to call it UFO, appeared.
Yes.
Now, what, I guess I have to know, it was only because you were reverent about it. If I'm wrong, just jump in there and correct me.
Okay.
You were reverent about it with a spiritual intent. You are not here to sell a book or to sell anything, as far as I know. And if you do, that's quite all right with me. I don't care. But the point being, you're not making a dime off of this.
No, I'm not. And on my website, the only reason why I charge people to go into the video area and see all of the footage is because my internet service provider charges me. They charging me, as the way we're setting this thing up, somewhere between $600 to $1,000 a month, and I'm on just to be able to stream. But we're setting it, but all the footage is free. What I mean by that is that a person can, we're setting it up where people can download the footage to their computer free.
Sure.
And this is we're going to set it up for it to be done in the highest quality that we can. And there are no royalties. See, if people understood, you know, what video, how video is dealt with legally in in the broadcast world, they'll see that most people charge royalties, they charge licensing, they charge all kind of things that you have to pay yearly, or depending on how the agreement is written up for you to be able to use the footage.
Sure, sure.
I don't charge anything. I don't particularly care. I want people to get this as much as this this video that they can. But if they come to the site and sit back and look at, 100, 200, 30, 75 videos, and my internet service provider is charging me, then they got to give something so I can keep the site going.
Exactly. I understand all that, and I'm sure
people want me to pay the bill that they run up in my name, and I can't do that.
I know the feeling. I've got the same deal. Here's the other part.
Right.
When all of this started, how has it changed your life? How has it affected you?
In the most negative way possible. At first, when I started this thing, it had me feeling like $1 million. And now the bad part on top of this was when I was ordered to change my name from Ramon Watkins to Prophet Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
I never wanted to do anything like that, but the voice demanded that I do. And the reason why I didn't want to do it, because Yahweh is the creator, is the full version of the creator's name.
Now, you actually hear voices, is that correct?
Right. I hear singular and collective voices.
I see.
They call themselves the angels of Yahweh. And, they've even identified themselves by different names, and they sound differently in my head.
I see.
Sometimes it's the same type of voice. Sometimes it's a different type of voice. Sometimes there are several voices involved, as if I'm linked to a collective, and sometimes they sit up and talk to me and be laughing and exchanging conversation, just like if you and I are talking, and there might be several other people involved in the conversation.
Can anyone else hear these voices, or are they just strictly in your head?
They're strictly in my head.
Okay.
And
I know that if there are a lot of people right now going, and because people think that's not natural, and of course it isn't. But let me explain something to you, not in defense of this, but this is where this is at. The interdimensional stuff that we know about, for instance, we know that people hear sounds that other people don't hear. We know that a dog has an ability to hear a different spectrum of sound than a human being. And telepathy, whether you believe in it or not, doesn't make any difference. It still happens. You don't. You and Prophet, you correct me. Telepathy can summon people, and you have to develop a, if you will, an understanding with that voice or that presence, so that you do have a dominion of control with it.
Yes, and that was the hardest thing for me to find out, because, see, telepathy is one of the main arts that will drive a person totally crazy. And I almost went there, at least I thought I was, trying, until I began to realize that it was given to me to master and not for me to allow it to master me. And I had the right to disobey if I felt that it was something that wasn't what I really wanted to do. And the problem that people make when they began to link is they take it as if they don't do it, then they'll be banished or damned or something, And but I had to find out the hard way, because that's the way I was at first.
Prophet, let me take a break in the action right here. Don't go away. My guest is Prophet Yahweh. I'm Bill Boshears, live. This is not telepathic. This is happening live, and he's on the phone with me. You can jump in, 749-7000, 2441 and #700 on the Singular Wireless will get you in from anywhere inside the universe, I guess. Right here on the Home of the Red, 700 WLW.
Tomorrow night at 7:05.
That's right.
It's a big bad Texas shootout as our C-Town Swingers duke it out with Houston's Astros.
The Reds are on the radio.
Marty B and the bad boy Steve Stewart have the call on
700-97000. That area code is 513. And it's 1-800-843-2441 and #700 on the Singular Wireless will get you in tonight. Robert, let's take a phone call from Tony in Orlando. Tony, you're on the air, sir.
Yes, sir. I just had a question for the prophet regarding the order of operations, so to speak, or the actual prayer that he deciphered and its location within the Bible and the Old Testament.
Okay.
Okay. The prayer or a summons or the summons that I do is nothing but a prayer. And prayer is governed by certain rules. And anybody can do this. I don't have an exclusive on this. Anybody can go out and summon sightings if they know the rules to abide by. I teach people how to do it, and sometimes I'm shocked because they come up with better footage than me until they get bold and start trying to act like that they forgot how they learned and everything, and then and sometimes they just go away from them, you know, because, you know, but because it's a disrespect from the Most Holy and Wonderful Yahweh for him to honor my words and teach them and guide them and bring them into the gift and then for them to get it and then act like, you know, like they don't know me anymore. But it's basically a prayer, and it's no power that I have. I don't have any power at all. This is what I try to tell people. I only have a relationship. It's a pure relationship. In the scriptures, like if you went to 1 Kings 8th chapter, when the temple of Solomon was being dedicated, and you see how Solomon started praying. You know, he faced the altar, which is for us be to face the east, and he spread his hands toward heaven, and he invoked the power of the name of Yahweh, which is the Hebrew name for the Creator, and he began to speak words openly, and that's the first. That's the main key, to face Jerusalem, spread your hands, and to invoke the name of Yahweh. Now, a lot of people don't use Yahweh's name. They don't even know it. Now, a lot of people use the name of, I've known people to use the names of other deities. But the success rates are definitely increased with the name of the Hebrew deity.
That's a good piece.
And, what did you say?
I think that's a great idea. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate your question, sir. Thank you. Prophet, it's out of respect. It has nothing to do with religion. You got to understand, folks, these are procedures that are in the Bible. He's not making this stuff up. I've read what he's talking about. And whether you like it or not, three-quarters of the world's population face that way to pray anyway. Now, you're hearing something tonight that is completely different because it gets results instantly. Now, I say instantly, 15, 20 seconds, I've seen it happen. Let's go to Sam and over the Rhine, 700 WLW, you're there.
That's Prophet Yahweh.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, this is Samantha. Actually, I'm a woman.
I don't want to hear this. Let's go to Estelle in Blanchester.
Yes, sir.
Estelle, I'm sorry, Estelle, you're on the air.
Yes, sir, how are you?
Just fine, sir.
I'd like to ask your guest there a couple questions, but has he ever been on your show before?
He's never been on this show.
Never has. Huh. I've talked to him somewhere in the past then. Has he been on any other radio shows?
I could know. Prophet, have you been on other radio shows?
Anyone in Chicago?
I don't know. I don't even keep track of where they're located or what the name of the shows are. All I keep track of is the time that for the interview. But ever since ABC Television here in Las Vegas, made history by being by documenting me make my summons and the sightings that occurred.
Sure, sure. I understand how you could get some of
a lot of
track
people
of
have contacted me to get go on air with
sure,
them.
Sure, sure.
As we draw close to the first, when this media only summons event it starts up, they're
uh-huh.
contacting me even more.
What I wanted to ask you is if these UFO or the aliens, have they been mentioning anything about the war that's going on in Iraq, and do they say anything about the war?
Yes. See, this voice, it speaks to me every single day. And over the years, it's real to me, everything that's happening now. I used to have a group called Future News Events. And every once in a while, I activate it, and I let the people that know me from it know that I'm back at it. And I asked a voice that calls itself Yahweh to show me the future, and I target the CNN website, and I asked him to show me news events before they're going to surface. And it happens, and just about every time I activate the site, after about 100 prophecies, I tell everybody I'm tired, and I shut it down.
What do they say about the war going on? Do they say anything about the...
Yes. And I looked in the visions once,
mm-hmm.
and I saw, I saw nothing but darkness, and I heard the words, 2010,
mm-hmm.
evacuate the city.
Mm-hmm.
2012, all hell breaks loose, just like that in my sleep.
How about that?
And I said, whoa, man, I said, it's 2004 now, but that's when I heard it.
Yeah, it's getting close.
I don't have much time if I got to be able to be ready to just evacuate the cities, man, mm-hmm. because of the terrible things that's preparing to happen that's going to make living in the city unbearable.
Yeah, most of us live in the city.
What do you say?
Most of us are living in the cities, too, nowadays.
Yeah, and basically, over the years, it's been telling me that a terrible thing was going to happen that was engineered to bring about, it was a deliberate engineering to bring about a complete and total collapse of all former social and moral order and giving way to a new world order, a revived Roman Empire. So I said, well, what's going to happen? And I looked in the vid. How is this hell supposed to break loose in 2012 or about 2012? And it was on me, and I couldn't get an answer. I said, show me. And then one night I looked, I saw an American jet as if in the Persian Gulf headed toward Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like it was going to do some damage. It was a feeling of that jet that I felt when I saw it. And I looked, and a Russian ship came between the jet and Iran. It must have been preparing to lock in on it. And the ship fired and then damaged the Russian vessel. And it felt like a number of the soldiers on the ship.
Gentlemen, let me jump in here. I got to go to break. Estelle,
nice
thank you so much.
You.
Let's take a pause right here at the home of the Reds. I'm Bill Boucher, 700 WLW.
Big deals, take one.
1-800-843-2441. I ask you this is a total, and I know that some of you think this is some sort of a hoax. I can tell you that this is legitimate. There is no trickery here. This is the real deal. Let's go to Isaac in Arkansas. Isaac, 700 WLW, so you're on the air.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Just fine.
The question I have is, at the time that the Yahwehs come and set up their reign here or their kingdom here,
okay.
Are they going to bring a unity between the religions of the world, such as Islam and Christianity and Buddhism? I mean, right now there's such a difference.
The thing about it is this. Out of all the inhabited worlds in the Yahweh Federation of Planets, we're the only one that does not have the exact same religion, morality, and spirituality as the others. And
mm-hmm.
when they come, they're not going to set up a cooperative venture between religions. They're going mm-hmm. They're going to ban them all except for the very first one, because the true religion has to be the very first one. It has to be the religion proven beyond any shadow of a doubt to be the religion that Adam kept. the religions that existed before the flood. Most of the world's religions came way after the flood, and Adam never heard of them before. So I'm not going to get into all that right now. But like,
they're going to make
all religions and lifestyles and things that are not conducive with the Yahwehian order illegal, and it's just that simple.
That's what my question was, if it was going to be a unity or a division, I didn't know what they would bring. That was the question.
No, they're going to bring their own religion here.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You got it, my friend. Thank you. Prophet, does this mean that what has happened is just the summoning part of what you're doing? You are just summoning these UFOs. Is it to get an attention? Because I know later this week, ABC has challenged you or offered this to you to take you to a undisclosed location with their satellite uplink trucks, and they are going to ask you to summon UFOs for them. Is that right?
Yes. And the summoning is going to, there is a such thing as a no-show, a failed summon. And the only way that happens is I let sin come in the picture somewhere. You know, like, if I lie, knowingly tell a lie, it might be years before I see another sighting. I had to learn this the hard way. You know, you don't get to a position like this, you know, being that kind of an individual. I have to not lie and be morally up and ethically upright. I cannot do anything that's like that. I lose my gift, my relationship. And they're going to do it. They won't let me know where it's at. I just know I'll get a call and they'll say be there, because they don't want me to notify anybody. A lot of the public is already here in Las Vegas. That's what blew me away. People are here in the hotels, but in this press release, I said it was a media only summoning. The public summonings don't start to after it's been proven in the media, but they're here. But how can I tell them? I don't even know where I'm going to be myself.
That's what it's all about. Thank goodness.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that the summonings, anybody can do them if they are willing to make the kind of commitment. But the truth about it is that these beings are using me as a pawn. They're using anybody as a pawn. They're using people that don't believe in them as a pawn. Just imagine, like, you were in one country. People, and then there's an opposing country, and you wanted to, like, you wouldn't just go straight to that country to try to take it over. You would try to infiltrate the country and get as many people in that company, in that country, to side with you. And so what they're doing is looking down from space saying, okay, who got a camera?
Yeah.
Maybe I should put a thought in this person's mind to bring their camera. And then when they get over to such and such, where they're going, we can reveal ourselves to them there. So and over the years, ever since UFO first started, now they got a legion of people who know that they are there, but the problem is that most people that get a sighting, all of a sudden they're trying to profit off of the footage, and they're trying to sit up and they shave and try to sit up and
profit. Are you aware of a guy who's living in the Eastern? He's said to be living, and he claims to be the prophet of the. He's called the Antichrist, living in London.
No, I heard somebody saying that the leaders of the Luciferian orders are able to summon, but I don't know if he's related to it or not. But
well, they call him, I forget the name they call him. Somebody will call in and tell me his name. But at any rate, a lot of people claim to have seen him, and he can disappear and reappear. Do you do any of that?
No, I don't. But I do know that power is real. You have, if people went to like ChrisAngel.com, they'll see him demonstrating on video there teleportation. Him and David Blaine, Alan New, Sai Baba, they are all miracle workers. Now the thing about it is this: Adam, he was the ultimate miracle worker. See, when Yahweh created humans, he gave them the gifts to be Yahweh-like. You know, Adam was a Yahwehan in the purest sense, and he could teleport, he could levitate, he could do so many things. But when he sinned, he lost his power, and for him and his descendants. But he still maintained a minimum amount of that power. And every once in a while, somebody comes with part of Adam's power, out of the blood. And
so it is a bloodline kind of thing that's led. Is that right?
Well, it's with every human.
Okay.
The ability to like manipulate matter and to see things before it happens, to be telekinetic, and all of these gifts they all come from the what a lot of people call the state of God state or the Yahwehan state, and when you got this power, you're immortal. You can't be killed. Now all of us are going to be raised back up to being immortals, but Adam lost it for us and lost it for himself first.
Let me go to break here. We'll come right back with my guest, Prophet Yahweh, right here on the Home of the Reds, 700 WLW.
Oh, yeah.
Call him Prophet first name because I think I'm on a first name basis with him anyway. And I hope that's not, I don't mean that disrespectfully. I don't know what else, that's your name. The other part is that they've asked you to appear with them and do a summoning for them, and they're going to have it, I guess they're going to do live feeds all over the world. Is that right?
I don't know what they're going to do. They're keeping me in the dark, and I don't even ask them anything because I know what's going to happen in just a few days.
Okay.
One would think that at the very least, going live with ABC TV 13 here would be at least local. In Las Vegas, that's all of Southern California, all of Clark County, all of the surrounding towns and areas, and at the very least. But a feed, I'm certain, is up in Reno, Nevada, which is the state capital, at least by cable. So you might as well be saying statewide and the cities in the surrounding areas close to the border of Nevada. And whatever they want to do, they can do. And the one thing about it, these beings are not going to hesitate to make their presence felt, big time here. And I'm happy to be one of the main people that they are using to manifest their presence. I'm not the only one, and I give honor to those who have come before me in the UFO movement who suffered and was ostracized and lost.
Absolutely, they certainly were. Let's go to Charles in Dayton, Ohio, 700 WLW. Charles, you're there.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to the prophet.
You're talking. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. What you are saying is, what similarity do you see to what you are saying? I guess you spell the word D-Y, Dhyana, yoga, and so forth. And once you get that, you go to the absolute truth, transcendental nature. But I'm seeing a similarity of what you are reaching on, also the highest form of yoga.
Well, I have not researched it. I don't even have the slightest idea what you're talking about. Now that you said that, I will look into it. But
here's the other part, Charles. If these people have reached this summit and they're standing around telling you they've reached it, have any of them, it's kind of like everybody talking about Jesus Christ and Buddha and comparing all of them. Well, Jesus Christ did what he said he was going to do. The rest of them, just a bunch of chuck and jive, as far as I'm concerned. And that's what I think about these yogis who stand, they've got a lot of mind power and this and the other. If they do this, let's bring it on. Let's get them out in the public. That's why Prophet's here tonight. I appreciate it, Charles. Thank you. Let's go to Gerald, Tip City. Go ahead, Gerald.
Yeah, good talking to you, Prophet.
Hi.
The two dates that you mentioned, 2010, 2012, I just watched a program tonight on the Bible Code, and they were saying that they picked up that was going to be an earthquake in 2010, and 2012 was going to asteroid hit the Earth, which would explain why everything's going to bust loose. The name of the
Daniel foretold of that asteroid too. I think it was Daniel the second chapter. Go ahead.
And the false prophet in England, his name is Maitreya.
Maitreya, yeah, that's the guy.
And the Iran vision of the jet, U.S. jet going into Iran. The United States give Israel some jets and bombs to, they're building a nuclear reactor. They got some nuclear material over there. They're going to take it out. And
I'm glad you brought that up, because in the vision, I get in the end, it said when an American jet hit that Russian vessel or whatever it was, I heard that's how it all started. Because you remember when I heard
right.
all hell broke loose in,
right.
in 2012, that means that it, give or take of, you know, with 12 months, I guess, but like it started. That's how it all started. It's going to be a conflict in the Middle East. And
right.
you look at Putin right now. All of a sudden, he's coming into the limelight talking about, as he sees Bush trying to build a case against Iran, he steps in and says, oh, no, Iran is not going to do anything. As a matter of fact, we're building 25 more nuclear facilities here. And that's
right.
it. That changed things, and the European Union got involved. But regardless, something has been happening. Now, these beings have told me that it's going to result in a complete and total cut off of oil from the Persian Gulf.
Right. Now, see what's going on.
For the rest of time.
Right. They say there's a large oil deposit under Israel, but the Chinese, the Middle Eastern sons of Ishmael, and the Russians are forming an alliance right now, like we have the NATO group. I got another question, too. Now,
okay.
I've had several experiences myself where the Lord has spoke to me. Now, have you spoken different languages? Because that's what's happened to me.
No, I haven't. All I know is that this voice has heard several voices at the same time, but it all seemed to be English. And I do know that they speak multiple languages, and they are capable of speaking to anyone, not only in their language, but in the way they think, you know, with the kind of, like me, I speak English with an Ebonic accent,
right.
and that's how they talk to me sometimes. But I do know that they're, in the past, they've been real careful about revealing themselves, because people see these things, and they interpreted that the belief system that they're carrying at that time must be the reason why these things are appearing to them. And in the end, they end up starting other religions. The sightings of UFOs have always created new religions and
right.
or splinter groups and things like this. And
I've got to go to break, guys. Stay right there. I'll be right back. We're at the home of the house. I'm sorry, home of the ring. Guest tonight, Prophet Yahweh. Prophet, we're running at the top of the hour here. Can you join me for the next hour? I've got Lynette and Marvin and Dave and several other people that want to get in with you. Can you stay with me the next segment?
I'll stay with you for the rest of the night, because
right.
this is an important moment, and I need to talk to somebody. I'm preparing to go live before ABC, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do. I'll bring the cameras after you've done ABC, and there'll be people that don't believe it. We will do it live over VPN TV, if that's all right with you.
I would love it, because let me tell you what's happening with me. I have the footage of my UFOs from in the past.
Of course.
Glowing orbs, hockey-shaped.
There's over 1,500 of them. You've had over 1,500 sightings, is that right?
Yes, yes. And I put some of the more recent ones up on my site. Now, now it's easy to just copy the link and open it up and see where it's streaming from.
Sure.
So what has happened is that people have gone to my site and saw where the media can get in free. They posed as the media and wanted, under the guise of doing a story room, and they got in there and they saw the free footage, and they copied all the links and they distributed it worldwide. And they're preparing to probably shut me down pretty soon, and because I can't stand that kind of a bandwidth burden. It's everywhere. It's everywhere, and they're streaming, and everybody's watching this off of my server in my name. Not only that, the PHP is not working right whereby a person, they pay to go in the broadcast area, and it's supposed to be automatic, but I have to do it manually, and so it don't take much to tweak the site, but I'm having, and people do get through to the video.
You know what you need to do is forget about that site.
Some of them purchase in, and then they copy the links, and they post it everywhere, and the whole, and after Wednesday, I don't see how I keep the site up.
Well, don't worry about it. We'll take care of that. Let's go to Lynette in Northern Kentucky. Lynette, thank you for standing by. You're on the air with Prophet Yahweh.
Thank you. The question first is, does he ever have an idea like where heaven is?
Do you have an idea where heaven is?
You know, like, to me, when I died three times, I kept going north to heaven. And I thought maybe it was in the position of the North Star.
Okay,
and another question, like, I hear him talking, but do people want to throw him in a mental ward when he does this talk and stuff?
I wouldn't doubt it. Lynette, thank you for your question. Good question.
Thank
Stick
you.
Around and we'll let him answer it. Go ahead.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, in the Bible, there is a spirit versus superhuman controversy in relationship to the Creator and his angels. The Old Testament Book of Revelations are super. They lean more toward him being superhuman, whereas in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 3:17 and John 4:24 are basically the only two scriptures that say that he's a spirit. Now, but when you look at every time men encountered angels, they were always men. And when you look at every time scriptures describe where the Creator is at, or Yahweh is at, according to the Hebrew name for the Creator,
uh-huh.
He's always seen in an area that's depicted as, as another planet. Like if you look in Revelation 4th chapter, he's shown sitting on a throne with 24 thrones, 12 on each side with his elders. They're wearing long white robes, crown of gold, and it's inside a temple, and the temple sits near a crystal clear ocean and in the foothill of mountains, and there's rain. It rains because there's rainbows round about the throne, so there's cloud activity, atmosphere, and all that is said if you read Revelation 4 and 5, but nobody ever interprets that as another planet. There's a huge air force all around the area, and the angels come out of the temple with the order and to come to the earth and to pour out plagues. And it says that they get in their horses and they come to the earth. But people never are able to distinguish that there are two definitions for the Creator in the Bible, and when they hear me talking, they think I'm a lying woman. Wonder. Oh, by the way.
Stay right there. I got to go to break. We'll come right back to it, Prophet. Don't go away. Hello, cheers till 12 o'clock. My guest, Prophet Yahweh. We're going to get to Dave and Marv and Jerry and Chip and all the rest of you. Stay right there. We'll get through you, promise. Dave, you're on the air with Prophet Yahweh. Go ahead. Dave.
Yeah,
listen to me.
I just want to know what sequence the things are going to happen in the next 45 days, and how is it going to shock the world, and what about the ship that's going to hover over Las Vegas? I'll just hang up and listen.
All right, thank you. Prophet, you heard the question.
Sir.
Go right ahead.
Well, according to the visions, I was supposed to start a media-only summons that from June the 1st until July 15th. One guy emailed me and asked me if I knew the significance of June the 1st, and I didn't. And he explained something to me about a Mayan prophecy concerning it. But anyway, I forgot what it was. But based on what I hear, it's done. It's starting. And strangely, I wondered why ABC was blessed to film that UFO go across over the city and then come back. Now, see, you know, but that was them putting hooks in their minds so their minds would be settled and be ready on a plan of action by June the 1st. And they called me up and said, June the 1st, they want to go live. And then I knew what happened was engineered for the purpose of putting hooks in their mind and to draw them onto these beings.
Okay.
And but the thing about it is, let me say it quickly. Starting June the 1st, sightings, all manner of UFOs,
yeah.
Even though they haven't been seen by anybody, of different sizes, shapes, altitudes, flight patterns, all of them demonstrating that it's possible for them to have been made by us, are going to appear on cue. A wave wave of sightings are preparing to be unleashed up over Las Vegas that's going to be available for the media to film. Now, at some point in that 45 days, I can't say which because I don't know, because I'm being used, okay? I'm not performing these acts. I'm being used to talk about them to you all. But a spaceship is going to send out a classic spaceship. It's going to be so clear that's a spaceship, and you know, until it's just going to sit up over Las Vegas for a day and a half. I mean, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be love. It's going to be one of them classic ships that once appeared over Las Vegas before, two other times, like that I called, said it was going to happen, and it happened. And like those I've seen in Los Angeles and other places.
All right. Merv, you can pick one. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Mark? Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. How you doing, Prophet?
How you doing?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you a couple questions, and I'll hang up and listen. First off, why or why not is your power, are your powers consistent with the teachings of 5% Nation of Gods and Earth? And secondly, how long does it take for you to bring these UFOs into focus, and what do they do once they get to you? And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, as far, the 5%ers are a Muslim-based faith, and prior to Muhammad, Islam had never existed in humanity as we know it today. And so the things that I'm consistent with are those things that existed thousands of years before Islam ever came about. Islam is not the original faith. It's a spin-off religion from a faith before it, just like Christianity is. And so what I decided to do was go back to the original faith that can be traced all the way back to Adam. And as a result of this, and the prophecies and the manner that people interacted with the Most High, Yahweh, and try to resurrect the pure, unadulterated manner that they did so. And so, and the 5%ers are pretty much a new religion within Islam itself. Now, as far as, I mean, they've only been around just a few years. Now, as far as what he said about, I forgot what that second question was.
I did too. But, it doesn't matter. I can't get the rest of it anyway. Hey, Chip in Columbia, South Carolina, you're on the air, sir, with Yahweh.
Yeah, a couple questions for the prophet. Have you ever heard of Doreen Irving?
No, I haven't.
Okay, she's born in 1939. And what I was wondering is, you mentioned the invisibility kind of thing and all. That's called a port. That's a, well, they call it Wicca, but Wicca or witches.
What's
anyway, Doreen Irving was a black witch that I met when I was in Great Britain. And the thing about it is that invisibility is not really anything new, because back before 1964, Dartmoor and Devon in Britain, there was a headline about they had went out to look for what they call like a black mass kind of thing, and they could never find anybody. But what it was, Doreen said it was a bunch of witches that had practiced a port, which is invisibility and all that. So I don't see what you're speaking about is any different than what Wicca does. And I'll hang up.
Well, and commenting on that, you know, see, the power is real. Now, different people give it different names and have different formulas, but they're only the mechanism that focuses the wheel for these things to happen. For instance, like you have voodoo, you know, and in voodoo, a person can take ashes and put it in his hand and tell you to ball up your hand and take it from your hand to your his hand to your hand through the power of the mind. But then you got other people who are not voodoo who can do the same thing. Voodoo is just the mechanism. It's the belief system that focuses the person's will. I mean, but the power is incarnate in the mind. And you got people who can do this that are not in the voodoo. You got Christians who can do it. You got Muslims who can do it. You got people of all kinds of spiritual religious belief systems who could do it. It's not the belief system that is what's important, but rather it is the development of the brain. And it just so happens that the development of people's brain and or the activation of the people's brain to regain a lot of what Adam lost in the power of the mind was nurtured and perfected via these formulas, be it Wicca or whatever. But
okay.
The formulas themselves are nothing.
There you are. I like your straightforward approach to it, Prophet. Let's take a pause in the action. We'll come right back with more. Prophet Yahweh and his ability to summon UFOs for a camera. It's going to happen. ABC is going to be a part of it. Right here. We're going to talk more about it right here on the Home of the Red, 700 WL. Jerry, you're on the air with Prophet Yahweh.
Hey, good evening, Bill.
Thank you, sir.
Good talk to you. I'm a bit of a student of Hebrew, and when you study some of the Hebrew in Isaiah, it does say that heaven is a planet. And the gal from Kentucky that called you and talked about she had a feeling of going north, in the Hebrew it says that the planet heaven is in the northern part of our universe.
Well, she was dead on it then.
It sounds like she was, and that's my only comments. That's just all I had to say to you.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you anytime. Let's go to John in Orlando. John, 700 WLW, you're on the air, sir.
Yes, I talked to the prophet before, earlier today, and I just want to ask him, because I've studied this stuff for like 9 years, and the Bible's led me into some amazing stuff myself with UFOs, but I want to ask him if any of it's ever led him to the sixth and seventh books of Moses.
Yes, I've seen them. I've had them in my possessions before, and why do you ask?
Because, well, I've read so much of this. It led me to the, because, you know, I mean, for, I grew up Christian, and, you know, a lot of the stuff that I read, my dad used to say stuff to me, and I got into it, but then, you know, there's stuff like the sixth and seventh books of Moses, you know, I mean, the title I'm holding it in my hand right now says Magic, Spirits, and Arts. And for somebody like me, I mean, it was, you know, it took the wind out of me when I found out that Moses himself used to cast spells and things like that, you know, call upon certain things, you know.
Well, do you think he ever called on a UFO?
I can't get to the second half of the book. It's like way beyond my comprehension. But
well, I'd let it alone until I evolved.
Yeah, I'm sorry, say that again?
I would lay it down until I evolved to the state that I could understand it.
I would like to comment on...
Please,
on,
go right ahead, Prof.
And the UFOs or spaceships. When the children of Israel were brought out of Egypt, in I think that's Exodus 13, chapter 20 through 22, it talked about how Yahweh went before them by day, and it says the words, in a pillar of a cloud and a pillar of fire to lead them away by day and night, you know, in this pillar. Now, when we look at the original meanings of the Hebrew, I'm making it simple, like for somebody who has the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, which lists every biblical English word in the order of its placement in throughout the whole Bible, and ties it in with a numerical code for the Hebrew or the Greek dictionaries in the back, you see that the word pillar meant to be at a stay up, so it was something that was up in the air, and cloud meant like hovering over or to cloud over, among other definitions. You know, all of it is like English has a bunch of definitions. And the word fire meant, was pronounced Hebrew, pronounced esh, it meant fiery, illuminating, glowing, brilliant.
Okay, so you think that Yahweh was in a spaceship before the children
like
of Israel?
Like the space shuttle.
Well,
shuttle, you see a pillar of smoke during the day, and at night you see a pillar of fire.
Well, yeah, it mimics what Moses, what happened with Moses, but the space shuttle wasn't around then. The space shuttle
right.
Is something modern, but back in those days, it was something like the space shuttle in that it flew. And the thing about it, if you look at Numbers, the 9th chapter, verses 15 through 23, you see the relationship between this cloud that's called the pillar of cloud or pillar of fire, and it would, the people would follow it, and it was moving slow enough for them to keep up by walking, and whenever it hovered, they pitched their tents under it, and whenever they continued to fly, started moving off. They broke camp and began to follow it, and it was like that for 40 years. And it says that this thing was up over them for either a day, a week, a month, a year, and it only landed once in the scriptures, and that was in Numbers 10, 15, 10:12 when it said it rested in the, or landed in the wilderness of Paran. Now in Numbers 12 verses 1 through 10, it's Aaron and Miriam tried to it was like a power battle, and they spoke against Moses because they had heard the voice of Yahweh too, and they said, have Yahweh spoken only by Moses? Has he also spoken by us? And the angel of Yahweh, who was in this pillar of the cloud, or this cloud, called them out, and he came, it said he came down in the cloud, got out, rebuked Miriam and Aaron. After it was over, he got back in, and it said the cloud went back up and continued to guide the people, meaning to you know, to the promised land. And that's just a few of the scriptures there. But if everybody listening, you know, like that don't believe that UFOs and spaceships are described in the Bible, go to BibleUFO.com. BibleUFO, not UFOs, not plural. Single BibleUFO.com, and you—that's the best place on the internet to be able to see all. Just about, I think this man has got just about all of the examples of UFOs in both testaments and spaceships in the Bible.
All right, appreciate it, John. Thank you, sir. Let's go to CJ in Michigan. You're on the air.
Well, hi, Poppy. I've been expecting you. You know, I'm not surprised at all. Jesus warned us that you would appear, and all people who are truly seeking truth, do not be deceived by this man. God is going to judge him. He said that they will say, I'm in the desert, I'm here, I'm there. They're lying, and you are lying, and God is going to judge you.
Prove it.
You know,
let me say something. The people have been so indoctrinated by organized religion until if they heard truth, and rather than search it out, you know, they will speak against it. That's the reason when the Messiah comes, he's going to be traveling in 20,000 intergalactic battleships. They call the chariots of Yahweh. You can see that in Psalm 68:17. Revelation 1 and 7, behold, he comes with the clouds of heaven, and every eye shall see him, and the tribes of the earth shall mourn. You look at Revelation 19:11 through the end of the chapter, it says that he comes with a crown on his head with a name that no man knows but himself, and he's traveling in white horses, and the armies of heaven are traveling in white horses, and they came to the earth and made war with the beasts and with the armies of the earth. Okay, now, these are not Pegasus or horses with wings that came from space here. These, the scriptures use these things symbolically. And she is going to be just like everybody else who don't, who have been deceived by organized religion, haven't been initiated into the higher learnings, who are going to want the Messiah dead when he appears. They all in these churches and praying and singing and giving all their money to this concept, but don't understand how the concept don't come to pass. You ask a Christian, how is Jesus going to come? I don't know. The scriptures say in the sky. And I say, well, if he come, could it be he's traveling in a vehicle? Oh, man, there you go, there you go. Well, if you said you don't know how he's coming, then how can you sit up and tell me I'm wrong?
You got a good point.
The masses of the people, because of organized religion, when Jesus comes, they're going to want him dead.
You know,
she's going to be one of them.
You know, if Jesus Christ appeared on Wall Street riding a jackass, it would be called a publicity stunt. Nobody believes that this is going to happen, and that's sad. Judgment.
And the tale of the prophet, if it's, he says, come to pass, Deuteronomy 18.
Well, I'll tell you, you summoned it up, and they challenged you, and it came to pass right there on film. Now,
and I tell you what, watch what happens in these 45 days. We'll see if I'm a false prophet. But see, they don't even mention how Jesus said, behold, I send unto you prophets. And then he mentioned later on that there would be false prophets with the new with the true prophets. They won't even admit that that he said that, but they only focus on the word. Every time that there's the verse about false prophets coming, talking about he's in the desert. I'm not trying to be the Messiah, and that scripture was talking about people who was coming trying to claim to be the Messiah, not somebody like me who sits up and says, man, I ain't nothing, and, you know, I don't have no power. Anybody can do this.
Well, there you are. Let's go to Paul in Atlanta quickly. Paul?
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
Doing very well, sir.
Hey, I have to agree with that last caller, that lady there. This kind of reminds me of Chuck Missler. What he talks about is the coming cosmic deception. And
where is your God at, man? Where is your God at?
My God?
Yeah, where is he? Describe where he's at and what it's like there.
He's in my holy of holies right here in my heart.
And that's a lie. The heart is an organ that pumps blood. There's nothing in there for any entity.
Bill?
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Thank you. That's all he had to say.
He had to back up off of there because the truth was too powerful. Nothing in people's hearts, man. That's supposed to be referring to in their mind, you know. But they sit up and deceived, and they use the term heart, and when they should have said it's in my mind, you know. And it's because nothing's in the heart but blood.
All right, stay right there. We're going to take a pause in the action. We'll come right back and wind this thing up right here on the Home of the Reds. I'm Bill Boshears. This is 700 WLW.
Hi, I'm Mary
Jill, where it talks about the spinning wheels.
Yeah.
And the eyes around about the top of these spinning wheels and how they hovered and so forth. The Bible does speak about UFOs and so forth. And one quick question I wanted to ask the prophet was, how could I go about getting to his website?
Oh, my website is prophetyahweh.com. It's PROPHET. YAHWEH.com. And when you go there, the most important thing is for people that want to be informed about the behind the scenes developments of what's happening with me is to go to my site, go in the visitors area, and just sign up for the newsletter. In the next few days, I won't be able to answer email. You know, my account's going to be locked because of so many people trying to get to me, and I'll be out there with the media, but, like, I'll be able to get one newsletter off with everything you want to know about what's happening. Subscribe to my newsletter.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you. Let's go to Jason in Columbus. Jason, you're there, sir. Hello?
Yeah, Prophet.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to tell you like I told you when we were 15 years old. Nigga, please.
I don't know what that was all about. I have no idea.
That's a demonized brother.
You'll be fine. Prophet, I want to thank you for being here tonight and being a part of this. And
thank you.
We'll all be looking for ABC to announce or whatever happens. And would you please keep me posted, and we'll get you back in here, and we'll let the people know exactly what happened, when it happened, and where to look, and so on and so forth. And you and I will be talking about it. How's that?
Yes, and I want to thank you for allowing me to come on your show. Many people may be offended. To those of you all offended, all I can say is just, research. I'm not your enemy. You all may declare yourself my enemy, but, you know, that's cool, too. But I just care for each and every one of you all. I know how the things sound that I say, you know, but we'll see if I'm a false prophet. We'll see if by June the 5th, July 15th, if a spaceship has not descended and sat over Las Vegas. We'll see if up until that time and maybe even afterwards a wave of sightings of film and documented by the media. Could it be a no-show? Yes. Be a no-show, but it's always a reason why. But it's not going to be many, but it's going to be far more successful summonings than there are no-shows. And we just see if the words of the test of the prophet are real, because the words that I have come from Yahweh. This thing is going to happen, and you all watch.
All right, brother, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Got it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Prophet Yahweh. I'm Bill Boshears. Quite an interesting show. But there is a lot of scientific data to back up what he's saying. A lot of it. Aliens among us? Listen to this. Aliens may be living among us